Good afternoon, Truman Fine Jewelry.
Hey, it's Emery from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hopefully this is a little bit better of a time. I know you guys were setting up a little bit earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah. I think you talked to Debbie.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. All right, cool.
That wasn't me.
Anywho, is this Meg?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. How you been?
How's it
What's
going?
New?
Not a lot.
Same old. How's the garden?
It's going.
I forgot who it was that told me that, but I'm glad she did. I'm going to bring it up every time I speak to you now.
Sounds great.
Anywho, how was your Mother's Day? Was good?
Yeah, it was good. It was quiet, which was nice.
Good. Just relaxed a bit. Awesome.
That's it.
So, yeah, I wanted to just kind of just catch up with you, Meg, see what's been going on, see if there's any natural calls we could hit a home run with.
I've kind of been, like, in and out and been around. I don't think – I know Debbie has a couple of things going, but I know for sure two of them are labs. So.
Okay. Do you know what she's got
going? She's in right now, though, so.
Well, fingers crossed
she's
it's a natural.
She's mentioned, yeah. I'll mention that you called.
Yeah.
Okay.
What – you guys really are doing a lot of lab, huh? What would you say is, like, the split, like, percentage-wise, natural lab?
So, like, I read in a magazine that it was 60, and Debbie agreed with that, but I thought it was, like, 80.
Oh, really?
I think I had talked to you about the champagne-colored one, right?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? I haven't had another one since.
Really? That was...
Not another.
Looks like
natural.
March... Yeah, like right around March, like late March.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, huh. Jeez. Yeah, it's changed a lot, huh? It's kind of like the last couple of years, really. Especially up here.
Yeah. I don't know.
The glory days are... Glory days are almost kind of in the past now.
Yeah.
It's okay. We keep moving forward. We roll with the punches. I guess the bright side is lab's only going to get cheaper, and there's no return value. And
I don't know. Like, at what point? Because, like, you figure it costs $20 to cut the stone, right?
Yeah.
So then, at what point is it not?
It's not sustainable.
But it's got to be, like, it's got to stop at some point.
You would think, but
right?
Like year to year, like I don't know, it's actually kind of crazy because it literally because we have like lab diamond sales from like when labs first came out that are like thousands of dollars or that were
right.
thousands of dollars,
oh, wow. Wow.
And they're like hundreds of dollars now.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. So I'm gonna go back. I've been married 6 years now, so this is going back 7 years ago. A very good friend of mine came to me wanting to buy a 3-carat lab or a 2.5-carat natural because that was the difference in price.
A 3-carat lab and 2.5 natural? Those were, like, similar?
Yeah. It was the same price. Yeah, we were looking at a $20,000 price point.
Yeah. Isn't that just insane?
And... So then she lost. He bought her a natural ring because he looked at me and he goes, well, she'll never know, will she? And I'm like, well, you're going to insure it. It's a $20,000 ring either way. Like, so she's going to see the insurance paperwork, so she will know. And also, please don't start, like, this was a friend of mine. I'm like, please don't start your life on a lie. Like, you know, like, if you want to tell her and go that direction, fine. But, like, don't tell her it's a real diamond.
So he did go with he went with the natural, the 2.5
natural. She lost it.
Ah, unbelievable.
He replaced it, I don't know.
Lost, like, the whole thing, or it just fell out, like, fell out of the mounting?
Lost the whole thing.
Ah.
Replaced it after, like, 8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
For $10,000.
Okay.
And then... It was a 3-carat, you know. And now look at it. You know.
Yeah. 3-carat round, maybe $500 now?
Yeah. If that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, honestly.
It's wild. And, like, knowing him, too, you know. Someday down the road, he's going to want to upgrade it. But I told him. I was like, don't come to me. I'm not buying this back. Not for $10,000.
What does this guy do for work?
He's a headhunter.
What does that mean? Like a bounty hunter? Headhunter?
No, like he, like, he's got, like, a company that finds employees. Like,
oh, I see. Well, good. Good for him. He's doing all right, sounds like, if you could buy multiple engagement rings.
Yeah, well, if he was fine, you know, spending $20,000 in the first place. Just on the stone, right?
Yeah. And then labor, mounting, everything.
Yeah.
How much do you guys mark up your naturals? Just curious. Is it like a percentage, or do you go off the carat size?
I take everything. Like, honestly, like, now, because everything is really soft. Like, I'm not going to say it's a percentage, because I usually look at what the comparables are, like, online and, you know, in other stores. I'm, like, constantly comparing to what I can.
Oh, so it's constantly changing.
You know? Yeah.
I see.
So really just dependent on each individual stone.
I see.
Yeah. Not, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a little bit different everywhere I've learned. It's, some stores will, like double the price of the, like, I'm like, what the, like, some of the margins that they mark up with, I'm just like, what kind of clientele do you guys have? Dude.
Right.
But, alrighty.
Yeah.
Meg, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I appreciate chatting with you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you've been well. Glad that Mother's Day and all that was good for you. If
Thank
Debbie
you.
Needs anything with natural diamonds, if you need anything with natural diamonds, please give me a shout. I just want to show you what I can do for you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're the best, Meg. Thank you.